1 Samuel chapter 15. Samuel also said to Saul, "The Lord Jehovah sent me to anoint you to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore listen to the voice of the words of the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says: I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he ambushed him in the way, when he came up from Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek, and completely destroy all that they have, and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." And Saul gathered the people together, and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek, and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said to the Kenites, "Go, depart from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them, because you showed kindness to all the children of Israel, when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul struck the Amalekites from Havilah until you come to Shur, that is opposite Egypt. And he took Agag the king of the Amalekites alive, and completely destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatted calves, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not completely destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed completely. Then the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Samuel, saying, "I regret that I have set up Saul to be king, because he has turned back from following me, and has not performed my commandments." And it grieved Samuel. And he cried to the Lord Jehovah all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, "Saul came to Carmel, and, he set himself up a place, and has gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal." And Samuel came to Saul. And Saul said to him, "Blessed are you of the Lord Jehovah. I have performed the commandment of the Lord Jehovah." And Samuel said, "What then does this bleating of the sheep in my ears mean, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" And Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites. Because the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen, to sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah, your God. And the rest we have completely destroyed." Then Samuel said to Saul, "Stay, and I will tell you what the Lord Jehovah has said to me this night." And he said to him, "Say on." And Samuel said, "When you were little in your own sight, were you not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord Jehovah anointed you king over Israel? And the Lord Jehovah sent you on a journey, and said, 'Go and completely destroy the sinners the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed.' Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah, but flew upon the spoil, and did evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah?" And Saul said to Samuel, "Yes, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord Jehovah, and have gone the way which the Lord Jehovah sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have completely destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been completely destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah, your God, in Gilgal." And Samuel said, "Has the Lord Jehovah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord Jehovah? Indeed, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen more than the fat of rams. Because rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is sin and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord Jehovah, he has also rejected you from being king." And Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, because I have turned against the commandment of the Lord Jehovah and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now I ask you therefore, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord Jehovah." And Samuel said to Saul, "I will not return with you, because you have rejected the word of the Lord Jehovah, and the Lord Jehovah has rejected you from being king over Israel." And as Samuel turned about to go away, he, Saul, laid hold upon the skirt of his, Samuel's, mantle, and it tore. And Samuel said to him, "The Lord Jehovah has torn the kingdom of Israel from you this day, and has given it to a neighbor of yours, who is better than you. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, because he is not a man, that he should repent." Then he, Saul, said, "I have sinned. Yet I ask you to honor me now before the elders of my people, and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord Jehovah, your God." So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord Jehovah. Then Samuel said, "Bring here to me Agag the king of the Amalekites." And Agag came to him delicately. And Agag said, "Surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, As your sword has made women childless, so shall your mother be childless among women. And Samuel cut Agag in pieces before the Lord Jehovah in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah. And Saul went up to his house to Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel did not come again to see Saul until the day of his death, nevertheless Samuel mourned for Saul. And the Lord Jehovah repented that he had made Saul king over Israel.